Welcome to the gathering of Southwest Central Church of Christ. Welcome everyone here in the auditorium. If you're joining from Facebook Live, type a welcome and let us know you're here, and we'll send one out to you. If you're watching this later on a recording, we're glad you're joining us whenever. You can leave a comment on Facebook to let us know. Welcome everybody. Later in our worship service, we will take communion, as we do every week. If you're watching, please gather now something to use for the cup and for the bread so that we can all partake of communion together. Thank you, Lisa, for calling us to worship with that hymn and for leading our singing today. Steve Sargent, who is frequently right here, is ill. It's not COVID, but he's ill. Brent Spivey's been ill with COVID, but he's better, but he's not back. He should be back soon. Others have been ill and hurt, so we will pray for everyone's health. We have a number of cards that you can see up there that you might want to use this morning. A blue attendance card if you're a guest, if you're a regular. Write it down. There's a spot on there for notes if you've got something that the office or the shepherd should know about. The yellow, the goldenrod cards are encouragement cards. Go ahead, take a couple. We'll talk about them in the sermon. The pink folder is for special prayer requests for the shepherds or to update us on an ongoing prayer request. Fill that out if you need to, and when you drop it in the collection plate, it'll end up with us. We light a fellowship candle to remind us every Sunday that when two or more are gathered together, the light of the world is there among us. It's a candle. It's visible so that those online are reminded that they are here with us, just as Christ is here among us. Please stand while I read the passage out of Psalm, our call to worship, and remain standing for the songs. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if only you would hear his voice.
Cross where must I draw me God forgave my sin in Jesus' name. I've been born again in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share his love as he told me to.
Good morning, church. God's blessing. This morning, church, the Lord said we want to together. He is in the meet. And those of you who are able, just join together with prayers, because he said we want to together. He is there. And when you lift your voice up unto him, he hears. So as I pray, and you wish whoever want to join and pray, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We come before you this morning, O God, Father, thanking you for generation upon generation,
you have brought to this church, Lord. And Father, we praise you for the generation blessing this morning, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for those who are gone. We praise you for every generation family that is sick and you heal them. We thank you for them. We thank you for our pastor this morning that you're bringing this congregation, Lord. And Father, we praise you, Lord. We know that he is healing your name, Lord. We know that Brother Brent is healed, Lord. Help them to proclaim it this morning, Lord. And all the other members and brothers from this church, we thank you for the healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everyone, Lord Jesus, that walk into this door. We pray a blessing upon them. We pray a blessing, Lord, for those who come and those you are about to bring into this congregation, Lord Jesus. Father, oh God, we just come to thank you and bless you. We thank you that we could gather together as one person, one body, to praise your name and to worship your name. We pray, Sister Dee, this hour, Lord, as she about to bring you the message, Lord. Father, we praise the song leaders and our brothers and sisters. In Jesus' name, amen.
Each day I'll do each day.
life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. I'll help someone in time of need and journey
Luke 12:27-31. Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today, and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well.
Steve reached out to me on Thursday to ask me to preach. And I gave him a quick answer of yes, because he was sick, and that's a way I can support him. You can give him something, too, in his recovery. That's tolerance for my preaching. Steve, as you watch, know that we are praying for your recovery and that we miss you. Before I start, our elementary age members can begin or finish making your way back to the roots table where Miss Brandy awaits you. Lisa, thank you for leading our song service. And really, if you take nothing away other than the words of the song, we're good. Thank you for that prayer, Ruth. Jessica, thank you for reading scripture. And a lot of what I'm going to do today is thank you and point out how well you're doing. Would you pray with me? Lord, heal the sick among us and return them to our fellowship. Help us hear you, Lord, when you speak, and help us wait on you, Lord, when you are silent. Thank you for all you have given us and continue to give us, for all you do for us, for all the plans you have for us. Help me say what you would have me say. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I agreed to preach, Steve suggested that I revisit a topic that I'd preached on before, giving. That allows Steve to resume his series on hospitality when he returns, which is hopefully next week. Giving. You think about my talking about giving and your mind immediately goes to the budget. Well, I have some good news. The 2022-23 budget is in good shape. We ended December giving slightly more than the budgeted amount. You give generously. You care a lot. Thank you. Okay, now relax. I will not badger you to give more money and give it now. That's not what this is about. The slides are about the verses that Jessica read for us. That I'm going to be talking about some simple, but maybe deep and heavy topics. So I picked some nature pictures for you to look at. Something gentle for you to see as your mind hears the words. The sound booth will move through the slides with no unnecessary hand motions from me, so don't worry about that. The verses are, consider now the lilies as we learned it, and are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? I'm expanding Steve's suggestion from giving to talking about stewardship throughout our lives. Before I evaluate my stewardship, I need to get myself oriented correctly. Lisa led us in the hymn, I am thine, O Lord. And I sometimes turn the words around to be, thou art mine, O Lord. And that's true. Jesus is mine, but that's not the right orientation for thinking about stewardship. Not the approach we're going to use today. What is stewardship? It's the conducting, supervising, or managing of something, especially the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Larry mentioned in his newsletter article this week, quote, everything we do matters to God. In our search for the righteousness of God, we must evaluate all of our behaviors and activities. God gives us everything that we have. Everything that we think of as ours, or maybe as mine, mine, mine. It's all God's. God is who entrusts everything we have to us. Okay, now the song service is important. Think about how Larry leads anywhere with Jesus. Anywhere. Well, that's how we're going to think about this everything that we have God gives us. We are merely the stewards of everything God has given us. God has entrusted to us. Okay, let's break that down a little bit. Let's categorize what God has given us. God gives us time. For example, of the 168 hours in every week, no, Jeff, you don't have to check the math. I checked it already. Which God gives into our care, we offer back a couple of hours when we come on Sunday morning into other services, when we gather in Jesus' name. That's being a good steward of our time, of God's time. We can take time to listen to someone tell a story, to share what God is doing in their life. When someone needs a friend, to hear the most important thing that has happened, or to listen to nothing at all. That's how I want to be a steward of the time that God has given me. We can take time, you knew it was coming, I love our mission statement, to meet others so that we can journey together to the higher life in Jesus Christ. We can spend our time in prayer when things are going well and we can rejoice. When others need our prayers, when we thank God for all that He is going to do for us, all that He has done for us let's thank him for his blessings on others, too. And we can take time in our prayers to listen to our most wonderful friend. We can spend the 138 hours each week in careful and responsible moments. Maybe we can start with 30 minutes in prayer, maybe 30 minutes every day, in gratitude, in supplication, in expectant listening, the sounds that sounds careful and responsible to me. If 30 minutes seems like a really long place to start, start with 15. Or give a prayer of gratitude every time you think of it. We can take a moment to thank someone. I think that's a brilliant use of the time that God has given me. God also gives us abilities. Ephesians 4 talks about our abilities and their intended purposes. He has given each one of us a special gift. Now, these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. God equipped every one of us for works of service. For example, what a great service that someone, Ruth, takes excellent care of our flowers and bushes and shrubs. She saw a need and she fills it. It's not a need that I could fill. Trust me, you don't need to ask Ruth what kind of gardener I am. A couple of people walk the halls and pick up dead roaches. They can do that. Not as ooey for them as it might be for some of us. They are worried about some of us, especially a young someone who would be very disturbed by that sight. So they take care of it before we even know. Bonnie Darrow works in the nursery, works with some of the youngest among us, works in the classroom, brings food in the morning. She sees those needs and she feels it. She might also be seeing a place where she could have some help. Brent, who's not here this morning but is listening, does a couple of things that I notice. He is diligent about removing trash from our parking lot, from our building, from our porches, from our property. We could perhaps all be a little more diligent, not giving him quite so much trash to remove, but that. And when putting together the order of worship, I told Brent what the topic was, and he helped me with the songs, pick out the songs, and that's why he did a wonderful job. That's why I'm able to say, if you only take the songs away, we're good. I have taken on a tiny task that has nothing to do with my being compulsive. I want the foaming soap dispensers in the public areas and in the ladies' restrooms to foam. So if I find one that is filled with the wrong soap or the wrong strength, I fix it till it foams again. I think of that as a service to my compulsion and to the benefit of the church. We have a lot of bulletin boards in our halls. Martha Watson creates them, installs them, and maintains them. She thinks about them and nurtures them. They are beautifully in her stewardship to our benefit. Remember, I told you to take a couple of encouragement cards, and I'm glancing around and seeing how well that went over. So take a couple now. Several people send each of us a birthday encouragement card or for a special occasion. Do you do that? Well, if you're not one of the people that usually sends encouragement cards, let's try it now. Who do you know who in this congregation who would really, really like a card? Write that person's name on the front. Then jot a message like, "Hi." That's all that it takes. You can put it in the collection plate in a few minutes. If you want to sign it, great, wonderful. If not, fine. It says it comes from Southwest Central Church, and so they'll know who it's coming from. King takes care of the addresses and the stamps. We have lots of abilities. They don't have to be big, huge, enormous things. They can be little things. Picking up dead bugs, or picking up almost dead bugs. Sending encouragement cards. Checking that the soap's there for everybody to use. Those are little things. Everyone who's assembled here, those who are watching, you are giving the stewardship gift of your presence. Think about how you might use some of your abilities, how you might steward some of your abilities to build up the body of Christ. If you see something you want to work on around the building and it takes more than your abilities, tell one of the shepherds or Steve Sargent. We can get you some help. Let me say that again. If you see something you want to work on around the building, then let's get started. Not if you see something that someone ought to be doing. That's not what we're looking for. It can be a little thing that builds up the body of Christ. I was struck during the COVID lockdown because I received several letters, several times from Jehovah's Witnesses. Sometimes it was handwritten, sometimes it was typed. In each case, it was a lady that sent it to me. These ladies reached out with messages that they weren't able to take door to door. They were witnessing to their neighbors. I'm not agreeing with their theology or all their teaching. I'm not saying that. But they touched me when they reached out and said that they were praying for me. What will you choose to steward in and around our building? What will you choose to do for the church and our faith community? God gives us material wealth. Finally, I got to the part that you knew I was going to get to. Well, here it comes. Probably not exactly like you were thinking. A man who had been my friend for over 30 years died this New Year's Day. Shortly before his death, he was fretting over his will. Long ago, he had chosen some charities to leave his money to, but lately he'd become almost dissatisfied with them. His wife said, "It's never wrong to feed people." He added the Grand Junction, Colorado Food Bank as one of his charities. I like that. It's never wrong to feed people. Maybe that stretches to it's never wrong to share what God has given us with others. Let's talk about feeding people. I don't see Pat today, but I will remind you a little bit early that Super Bowl of Giving will be February 12th. That's when we join other members of Braze Interfaith Ministries in giving money to support BIM's food pantry. Feeding people. We have a pantry here to help people who need food, who are hungry, who have come to church when BIM isn't open. If you have resources to add to that pantry, that's great. It's all God, so use it as your stewardship leads you. I've accumulated several closets full, okay, no judging now, of clothing. I'm trying to share this clothing that God has given me with others who don't have the clothes that they need. Another opportunity is you encounter people who ask you for a quarter, a dollar, or some money. I don't always have the right answer for what to do there. But remember, it's God's money. Think about how you steward God's money. What's a new area of stewarding God's money that you would like to try? If you are interested, concerned, or curious about how we are stewarding the money that y'all give in the collection, come and talk to me, ask Larry or Brent. We'll talk to you about it. If you're thinking about something around that, let us know. Most importantly, God gives us salvation. We started with God gives us everything. Faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. The greatest part of everything that God has given us is His love. God is love. Jesus' sacrifice for our salvation is the greatest expression of love ever. And we can share that. The outward and visible sign of accepting the love that Jesus showed on the cross is baptism. Today is a great day to be baptized. If you want to be baptized, come tell me or Larry during this next song. If you are just starting to think about baptism and you want to talk about baptism, about accepting the blood of Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, you can come tell me or Larry or Brent or Steve Sargent. Lisa, let's stand up. Let's stand up to sing the next song. And Larry and I will stand up here if you want to come talk to us.
We give thee but thine own, whatever gift may be. All that we have is thine, O Lord, our trust, O Lord, from thee. May we thy bounties thus, as stewards true,
time for the Lord's Supper. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to ask several volunteers to come up and help me pass the communion. Father, thank you for all you give us. Thank you especially for the gift of your Son, for his death and his resurrection. Help us to take this cup that is his blood. Help us to take his body and be renewed with our commitment to you and with the joy and miracle of your gift to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, finish up with your goldenrod cards, because Glenn and Alex are going to take up our collection after we pray. Father, thank you for everything that you give us. Help us to use it as good stewards for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That they're going to put up, excuse me, I think that they are going to put up a slide about family matters. Yes, here it is. The Thursday Bible class is meeting both in person and on Zoom this Thursday at 10:30 a.m. across from King's office. The Wednesday night prayer meeting to which anyone is invited meets here in the lobby at 7 p.m. And we have some Bible classes. We have the preschool group that we talked about with Bonnie. We have elementary school age kids in room 108. The teens are upstairs. And we have several adult classes. 106 is Good News for Parents. Room 101, we are still talking about Job. And you need Job's patience to be in that class. Everyone who's laughing is not in the class. here in the auditorium, it's Ezra and Nehemiah. And there's a prayer team that meets in a room just outside of here. You can ask Ruth or Mercy if you want to go to the prayer room. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If you celebrate, I trust that you do it in joy. If you don't get it, then love your brothers anyway. Love your sisters in Christ, and as we go out, remember to be good stewards of everything that God has given you. Thank you.